Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
How to handle returns. You basically have two options when it comes to handling returns for your customers. You can provide your customers with prepaid postage in case they need to return an item, or you don't provide your customers with prepaid postage and they will have to assume the responsibility to pay for postage in the event that they need to return an item to you. Providing prepaid postage for customers offers them a seamless shopping experience with your company. However, not offering free returns can actually affect customers' decision to purchase from you at all. Check out this blog post from Shopify that discusses shipping returns in more detail to learn more about it and how it affects your business. Which shipping carrier to use? Most popular shipping carriers offer a business account program so businesses can get perks such as better order management, discounts on shipping and/or free shipping supplies. Basically, it makes it a little bit more easy and less expensive for you than just shipping packages without a business account. Check out these popular shipping carriers' business accounts. USPS Customer Gateway, UPS Business Solutions, DHL Business Account, FedEx Business Center, Canada Post Business Account, UK Royal Mail Online Business Account, Australia Post Business Credit Account. Using a shipping and fulfillment warehouse. Shipping and fulfillment warehouses can be a tricky service to use for clothing stores as there's usually many different SKUs, stock keeping units, such as different sizes and colors for each item of clothing. Although shipping and fulfillment warehouses may be a convenient service to use as they handle the entire picking, packing and shipping service for you, there can be some drawbacks, including inability to use your own branded packaging. Some warehouses require that you use their own shipping packaging, so you won't be able to use any boxes, poly mailers, tissue paper, stickers, etc. that have your own branding on them. It can also be difficult to add other extras such as promotional inserts, custom notes, samples, etc. Cost. Shipping and fulfillment warehouses can take the shipping process off your hands, but at what cost? It costs you to store your SKUs on your warehouse's shelf space, so depending on how quickly your product ships out to customers and how much product you're selling, it may or may not be a worthwhile cost for you. Handling returns. Since your business is just one of many at a shipping and fulfillment warehouse, returned items may be handled in an inefficient manner, depending on the warehouse. Make sure you look into each warehouse's return policy before you work with them. However, there are also advantages to using shipping and fulfillment warehouses. Shipping costs. Shipping and fulfillment warehouse generally have to pay less to ship packages, so you'll likely pay less too. Simplified process. No need to wait in line at the post office or deal with couriers to get your packages shipped. Saves you time. All the time that it takes you to pick, package, and send packages can be put to other uses such as managing customer inquiries, advertising, or just growing your business in general. Generally speaking, if you're just starting your online clothing store, handle the shipping and fulfillment process yourself, initially. This gives you the chance to learn the best practices for shipping your own products, you can put your own personal touch on each package and you can use your own branded packaging materials. If you're just sending out a few parcels a day, it won't take up too much of your time to send them through post offices or couriers. If you anticipate having a large customer base to start off with and predict that you may not be able to keep up with orders packing and shipping them yourself, have a look into shipping and fulfillment warehouses to see what your options are. Shipping and fulfillment warehouses. Fulfillrite, USA. Fulfillment.com, USA. Think Logistics, Canada. ShipFusion, Canada, USA. Duty and customs fees. It's important to be aware that you as a business are not in control of the duties and custom fees your international customers may be charged upon the entrance of their order into their country. Customs and duties fees are managed and imposed on your customers by their country itself. You don't have the power to prevent them or influence their cost. You do, however, have the ability to warn your customers about potential customs and duties fees they may face so that they're not unpleasantly surprised when their order from you arrives. On your shipping information page, include a section about customs and duties fees and let your customers know that they may be charged these fees by their county and that your business has no control over that. For more information about customs and duties declaration, required forms and policies, check out these pages. USPS Postal Exporter. UPS Import/Export Regulations. DHL Customs and Duties. FedEx Guide to Customs Forms. Canada Post Customs Requirements. UK Royal Mail Customs and Duties. Australia Post Customs Forms and Regulations. Shipping Tracking and Insurance. Many customers now expect to have their packages tracked and expect to receive email updates on the whereabout of the packages. If you're interested in giving your customers a streamlined and professional shopping experience, look into what tracking options your shipping carrier has available. It almost always costs extra or will mean that you'll have to upgrade to a more expensive service, but it could be very worthwhile for both you and your customers. Most shipping carriers offer some kind of insurance, but it may not cover the entire cost of your orders, depending on the price of your items. If you sell high-priced items or just want the peace of mind that you're insured for any lost parcels, it may be worth looking into a third-party shipping insurance provider such as Shipsurance or InsureShip. It's important to be aware that the shipping process can be complex, and it can take a while to set up and get used to all the different steps, systems and processes. It'll probably be a learning curve at the start, especially if you've never shipped a large quantity of orders before or if you're launching to an eager audience, so give yourself time to set up your shipping systems properly so it doesn't affect your business too much. Once you get a system going though, you'll likely get the hang of it and be able to make small improvements or scale your processes as needed. We hope this post has provided you with very clear insight into the steps, systems and processes it takes to start a clothing line. It may seem overwhelming at first if this is all new to you, however, just focus on one step at a time and grow from there. No matter what kind of clothing line you want to create, whether it's just your own line of t-shirts or an entire collection of cut and sew garments, the information, tools, resources and experiences provided in this guide should help you get where you want to go.